This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning. We made it back in.
Yep.
Completing the week.
It's Friday.
We've
hey.
Got so many stories to get to, and why don't we go to the phone lines first? We have Joe on the line. Joe, what have you got for us this morning?
Hey, guys. Great to hear your show, as always. I wanted to add, one of your callers had mentioned The Mouse That Roared is one of a cinema adventure into a country of being occupied by someone else, and that's in the comedy realm. If people are looking for another really great series, it's called Occupy. You can stream it on Amazon Prime. It runs for 3 seasons, and the premise is that the Russians occupy the country of Norway for a set of reasons that are spelled out in the series. But it's just brilliant, really well done, and really captures this sense of, okay, now what happens when this big dude comes into your country and says, okay, we're taking over. Really great stuff, 3 seasons long, couldn't recommend it enough. So again, the series is called Occupied, and you can find it streaming on Amazon Prime, I know. So other places possibly too. And just to let people know, it's premised on a story idea from the mystery writer. His name is Joe. It reads as Joe Nesbo, but apparently it's pronounced Yo Nesbo. So it's got this great mystery feel for it underneath. So there you go.
All right.
A little something for the weekend.
Excellent.
Take care.
Thanks for the viewing.
Thanks for that recommendation.
Yeah. Love it.
We're talking about, you know, the U.S. taking over Canada and
Yeah, and we never even got to Denmark.
I mean, Denmark.
the threat that Denmark and, of course, Greenland. I mean, this is insanity, but it's really happening, and I think he's, you know, doubling down on it. When he's challenged like this, he doubles down every time.
Yeah.
So why don't we get to a more local feel here?
Yeah, and, more local takeovers,
Lion Kugels,
too.
Yeah, a big threat for Lion and Kugels up in Chippewa Falls. You know, they're moving the brewing operation to Milwaukee. He's still staying in the state, but, I mean, Lion and Kugels up there in Chippewa Falls is a destination for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have James Kelly with us, who is up in Chippewa Falls. And, James, welcome to the John and Gordy Show. Good to have you with us. So, this is happening just about 5 blocks away from your location, right?
Yeah, just up the street here.
The station hangout, place to let go. You know?
Right.
So tell us, what's the situation so far?
Yeah, what's the latest?
Yeah, so today is actually the day that the brewery will be closing. This is the final day. 56 employees are going to be laid off. The Liney Lodge, which is kind of the more popular tourist gathering area where they have the gift shop and their actual bar, that will remain open, and they're going to continue to do tours of the actual facility itself.
Okay.
But obviously it's not quite the same as if it's still in production. And, you know, this is a fixture in Chippewa Falls that's been here for over 150 years. The family still is incredibly involved with the day-to-day management of the company, or at least were until this point now. It's a tough day here. And I think the best way that I can describe how people are feeling is just when I got here about a year and a half ago, I was already a huge fan of Lion and Kugels. Even I'm from New York. We had summer shandies out there too, and it was my favorite. And, you know, I took a job in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, thinking, well, what am I going to do? Like, where do I go to meet people and, you know, just enjoy life? And it's like, oh, the maker of my favorite drink is right here.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was a strike going on with the brewery workers that lasted for about 7 weeks. So when I showed up here in Chippewa Falls right before the strike ended a couple weeks earlier, There were no bars in town where I could go and get a Line and Kugel's drink because the community had boycotted the drink as a send a message effort. Say, we're with the union workers on this one. We want them.
Yeah. I like the summer shandy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Very, very, very refreshing stuff. So, the thing here is that it is a brewery, and what they want to do is they want to continue to brew beer there, and still be allowed to make a profit and do their own thing, basically separate from the major company, from Coors, right? But Coors would still be the owner of the property, right? Is that the situation?
They've owned the company since 1988. Line and Kugel's. And to this point, before the closing of the brewery, they were only brewing about 25% of the Line and Kugel products actually here in Chippewa Falls. And now that's just being centralized in Milwaukee. But you know, it's a historic site for people in Chippewa Falls. It's the biggest tourist attraction in the area by far. You know, it's got a lot of people here bummed out.
Yeah.
So Jake and Dick Line and Kugel, I mean, they've made an offer. I mean, they're still talking to Coors. Is that right? I mean, is there kind of a Hail Mary offer, to keep the operation going?
Yeah. So on Wednesday, they released a statement, the Line and Kugel brothers, that, earlier in January, they asked Molson Coors to enter into a non-disclosure agreement to talk about potential terms that would keep the brewery open and you know, keep the family involved in the company. And Molson Coors, a couple weeks later, decided they were not interested in entering that NDA. So they tried again and said, well, we'll have this discussion out in public if you want to. But like, this is important to us. It's important to the 56 workers that are going to be losing their jobs at this brewery. And to this point, Molson Coors CEO has said, this is an important brand for us.
Right.
We're very committed to the brand. So it seems like that's not something that's down the pipeline currently.
Yeah. But would it run independently? Then Molson Coors wouldn't really, I mean, they'd be the owner, but they would allow this brewery to operate independently, its own bottom line, its own finances, right? Its own employment. Is that basically it?
You could keep in place the agreement they've had where you're producing a certain amount of this product here, but you technically don't own it.
Yeah.
You have input on the brand, but again, you technically don't own it, but the brewery remains operational. It just seems like Molson Coors really wants to centralize production and cut costs there. And that's how it's going to be for now.
So what they want to do is they want to stop the brewing there, but everything else stays in place. The gift shop.
And their pilot brewery there will remain opened as well.
Oh, the pilot brewery?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now what's the story on that?
It's mostly just for innovation.
Yeah.
You know, try some new things out, see if we can find something that sticks.
And have it on tap.
That's going to continue operation.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not horrible, I guess.
Okay. Something.
But yeah. All right. Well, good luck up there. I know it's you know, it's a mainstay. People go there. I mean, it's a tourist attraction. The thing to do, we hope the best, you know, takes place. And they allow this to continue, I think. It's a tradition here in Wisconsin. I think, you know, corporations have some kind of responsibility to the community that they've nurtured for so damn long. I mean, there's something to that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially one of the oldest breweries in the country.
Yeah.
Well, James, we appreciate your report. James, by the way, is our news bureau chief up there at Chippewa Falls at Civic Media's WCFW, the TAP, right?
Yep.
Well, we hope we can get
that tap
going. Find Line and Kugel's going through that.
How long you had that one in the back pocket?
There you go. We've been waiting for that.
I'm sure you haven't heard that before either. So,
James, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good luck. We hope Line and Kugel's can continue up there as an operating brewery. So, at least
thanks,
in
guys.
Some form.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right, James Kelly.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. Our weather for today, by the way.
Yes.
Nice. Going to be really nice all day long. 29 degrees currently. Highs today about 44. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo Mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. Be sure to ask about their lifetime guarantee on their mattresses.
All right. You know, we were talking about, you know, taking over Canada and destroying their economy.
Right. That's on the list of things to talk about.
It's always good to be a good neighbor. Wow.
Yeah.
This is... what was the point to all of this? This is just why would we do this to our friends?
Because Donald Trump wants to keep the spotlight no matter what. Just say outrageous crap and just whatever he goes with, everybody follows along. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it gets everybody's attention and, you know, takes the attention off of the hearings that are going on for his cabinet choices.
Well, Denmark is feeling threatened by the U.S. tariffs as well. So let's get into that really quick here. Donald Trump, and I have typed this out. I don't like reading this stuff, but this is a more complicated situation. Trump did not back down from threats during a conversation with Danish Prime Minister Frederiksen. According to Frederiksen, Trump reiterated the possibility of imposing tariffs if Denmark does not give up Greenland. It just takes your breath away, doesn't it? What in the hell? The prime minister said, the U.S. side suggested that, unfortunately, there might be a situation where we collaborate less with Americans in the economic sphere. We are in a serious situation, Frederiksen stated. Russia and China couldn't be happier to see the U.S. fighting like this. You know, I mean, we're fighting with our allies. We're not fighting against Russia or China at this point. Our allies.
Yeah.
Some Twitter responses here I thought were classic. Trump declaring his Make Imperialism Great Again mandate, essentially normalizing more Putin and Xi aggression in the world and proclaiming I can play with the big boy dictators too, just watch me, and threatening Denmark with tariffs that will increase prices for American consumers on everything from Ozempic to Carlsberg beer to IKEA furniture. And then here's another response. Putin's number one goal is decoupling America from NATO. Trump hasn't even taken office, and he's already doing Putin's bidding by threatening NATO allies with economic sanctions if they don't surrender territory. And here's another response. The U.S. has an air base in Greenland and has had that for over 70 years.
Not a lot of people up there, but
I find it unimaginable that Denmark is going to allow America to keep that base, given they're making threats against Greenland, and the base could be used as a staging point for any military aggression. I think it's high time the base shut down. Those are some of the responses in response to declaring war on Denmark.
Well, I saw some report a couple of days ago, I might have mentioned this before, that they think there's going to be a summit between China and Russia and the U.S., and everybody will get
something.
Yeah, start
dividing up countries.
Yeah, just China will take Taiwan,
we'll take it all,
and Russia will take Ukraine, and we'll get whatever we want.
Keep in mind, he's
coming
the peacetime president.
Yes, coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now, there's some Northwoods music.
Mm-hmm.
92.7 WMDX, Twin Peaks, John and Gordy in the morning, and it's time once again to talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Morning, Brittany.
As a major media company is letting go all its meteorologists in Wisconsin. This is from Paul Pittis, former anchor at WKOW. He posted this today. The unthinkable Allen Media, which owns WKOW and sister stations in La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, decided to get rid of all their meteorologists company-wide, and they will now let the Weather Channel provide weather services, which Allen also owns. How nice.
How convenient.
Yes. God. Get rid of the local people?
Yeah.
How are they going to cover what's going on?
I don't know.
Like tornadoes and bad weather.
Local weather events.
Right.
Yeah.
And how are,
oh, that is terrifying.
Yeah,
microclimates in Wisconsin in itself,
right,
that the meteorologists here understand it. When you're not living here, you don't see those little things that we're all picking up on. This is a huge mistake, I think, personally.
Yeah. Wow.
My heart goes out to all those meteorologists because it's tough. It's tough these days.
It is.
Research is coming back that people are using these weather apps. Stop doing that.
Well, that's the trend. Yeah. Everybody's got a weather app on their phone.
But, the weather apps are nothing. I don't go to the weather app when we've got bad weather in the area. I
exactly.
go to the local TV stations for that.
Yeah. Severe Absolutely. Weather breaks out. You want somebody local telling you what's going on.
Especially, the people that have been here for so long. I mean, even some guys come out of retirement to help out right. on TV.
Yeah, they exactly.
do. They do.
Yeah. So it's
Bob Lindmeier.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing to realize that these individuals won't be here, broadcasting from outside as the snow is falling on them or on the side of a street someplace saying, look how slippery it is.
Yeah.
All the
they'll still send the local reporters.
Yeah. The theatrics, yeah.
All right, Brittany.
I used to beg to be outside. I was like, listen, guys, put me outside. But I'm a weird one. I understand that. Yeah.
Well, you like doing that, right?
The evolution was that you just had weather people, and then they were required to become meteorologists,
yes.
right? Yeah. And now they're getting rid of them. That's mm-hmm. not progression. That's not happening.
No.
All right. Well, what's going on for us weather-wise? Yeah. We still have a meteorologist
yes.
here.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and it's going to be a warm painful. One today, right?
Yes, it is. We're going to get a nice slice of warmth throughout the afternoon right ahead of that cold front that is obviously going to be crashing our temperatures. So highs today slicing to about 42 degrees.
Wow.
It's going to feel pretty decent this afternoon, but those winds are still breezy. They're whipping up to 30 miles per hour. So it really feels like 20 degrees outside this morning. But otherwise, the cold front moves through late this afternoon through the evening. A few flurries could fly around with it, but nothing major. Mm-hmm. And on the backside of that, we are crashing cold. Highs tomorrow of 17 degrees plus. Winds on top of that are going to feel more like zero. So we fall below zero tomorrow night. We hold into the single digits for the rest of the weekend. I'm talking highs of about 3 degrees on Monday. Yeah, we're not warming up at all
until
Wednesday.
Well, thanks a lot, Brittany. You're fired.
No. That's what it was. They're tired of hearing all the bad news.
Yeah.
So do we have any kind of chance of some snow as this system comes in or no?
Nah, not really, honestly. Yeah, okay. Just a few flurries. The heavier accumulations are definitely further south into Illinois.
All right.
Boy, all the skiers are disappointed, the snowmobilers.
Yeah.
I guess the only people that are happy are the ice fishermen as far as outdoor sports.
That's right. And Brittany is an ice fisher person, right? Yeah.
I am. I do enjoy it. It's my favorite type of fishing because there's no bugs out there.
That's
what
right.
What else
the
are you
going
to do when it's this cold?
She brings
you don't like
the bugs again.
You have a thing about bugs.
You and I.
I do.
I'll do anything if it doesn't
Insects.
Include bugs.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know what we do have going on this weekend, though, that's really cool? What? Speaking of ice, it's not just fishing on it. We are doing some drag races.
What?
Literally cars racing on the frozen lake up here in Merrill.
It's the Merrill Ice Drags.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know all about this?
I haven't been to it, but I know all about it, yeah.
The ice drags? Wow. Yep.
Yeah, you get a bunch of cars with spiked tires out on the lake, and then you just race them.
It's more fun without the spikes. I didn't even know they made spike tires anymore.
Wow.
All right. Well, that sounds really
great weather for that,
I guess.
I guess. All right.
Don't Absolutely. Break through the ice.
All right, Brittany.
All
well,
right.
thank you.
Well, by
thank
the you way, Brittany, you posted a picture of yourself outside. Was it a real picture or green screened?
That was a beautiful chroma key green screen. I used to go outside in dresses often. That one, no, was not.
we'll look good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emphasize that, okay?
Yes.
If you can.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of out-of-work weather people in Wisconsin looking for work elsewhere.
Well, speaking of weather, let's talk about the California fires, okay?
This
is Cut 81. I think we have time for this. Representative Claudia Tenney says there should be conditions on federal disaster relief to Marxist regimes like the one in California. Let's listen to that.
just giving money away. Shouldn't we insist on some changes in the policies of California? Start with you, Claudia.
Absolutely. Look at my state. We should be doing the same thing with the state of New York with the absurd, catastrophic policies they've put in place. You know, California is a disaster. Those same people weren't concerned about the people in North Carolina or the people in Florida who we've tried to help. So these, it's really important, though, and they caused this problem. We have the same problem in New York, Larry, by the way. We are cleaning out the thatch. We are not taking care of our forests the way they should be managed, where we're in the human environment. And they may have the same problem routinely in California. These people were obstructionists. They also, by the way, tried to cap insurance under I think it was Proposition 103. Guess what that did? It chased insurers out of the state, so many of these people don't even have fire insurance. We have to have a competitive marketplace. We have to get back to a merit-based system. We have to get back to free markets. None of that is happening in states like California and New York. We have Marxist regimes and people that are interested
in just giving money away. Shouldn't we insist?
The crazy part of this is that they want clear cutting, right? They want to take all the trees and cut them right down to the ground and create a lot of sunlight in the area so these new trees can come up. And, you know, the thing here is that in Florida, they never seem to criticize Florida for not taking care of the hurricanes and the rainstorms that accompany it.
Flooding.
They don't stop that. You know, for some reason, it's the policies, I think, in Florida that are creating the disasters that they are ending up with and the high insurance rates.
Yeah. Right. On it goes. And on we go, right around the corner. Jimmy Kay is in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. It's coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning.
And joining us now, Jimmy Kay, in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview.
Good morning.
Jimmy, good to see you, man.
Sam said there would be Bloody Marys this morning. I don't see any Bloody Marys here.
Yeah, what happened?
I'm sorry. I'll get them together right as soon as we're off the air.
Thank you, Sam.
We got a wet bar now over by the kitchen. He'll take care of you.
We need one of those machines where you can just tap it, you know?
Yes.
Just,
we need a kegerator in the studio.
That's a kegerator.
Yes. with linies in it.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Well, what's happening on Max Inc.?
We got a lot of stuff happening this week on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin every Saturday and Sunday starting at 6 o'clock. Our good friend Aaron Weber is going to stop by the studio tomorrow from movetomadison.com. Talk about the crazy time in the spring for selling your home. Also, Isaiah and the New People. They're a new band that I just got turned on to. Isaiah and the New People. They're from the Appleton area. You guys are laughing.
Well, I just think it's a great name. Yeah. We hear all these great names for bands.
I know.
So tell us about it.
Well, Luke Mathers actually forwarded this email to me earlier a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Somebody who sent some music in, music at civicmedia.us. I took notice. I love the island rock and roll, I guess I'm going to call it. It's just a great sound to these guys. Isaiah and I are going to have a great conversation tomorrow. They have a show coming up, two shows in March, at Paradise North Distillery in Green Bay and at Three Sheeps in Sheboygan. Here is Isaiah and the New People and their song, Lahania.
That's a great spot. Really is. And it's just kind of a strange love-ish
thing, right? And that particular song is actually about the wildfires that happened in Maui a couple years ago as well. Mm-hmm. Also on the show tomorrow, Terry Barr has a great conversation with a great jazz musician, Janet Plant. Now, Janet Plant, she's from the Fox Valley area. She's always called Wisconsin home. But if there's a jazz festival somewhere in the world, Janet Plant has played at that festival. Seriously.
Really?
Janet is great.
That's Terry, her mission.
Yeah, exactly. Terry and Janet talk about all those jazz shows. Plus, there's a big announcement about new music and the story behind her music. Here is Janet Plant with her brand new song, What Greater Joy.
What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch. When it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be
Janet Plant.
That is really smooth.
So, yeah, I like
that. Fantastic voice.
Her vocal makes me just want to sit down with a hot cup of cocoa with Liney Kugels in it.
Well, I want to sit at a cocktail table, with a cigarette and ashtray.
Yeah.
Smoke streaming up to the ceiling. Yeah, that's steamy stuff. Perfect. I love it.
What would you like, Gordy?
No, that's okay.
Gordy got excited over here.
Yeah, never mind.
Okay, we explained our fantasies. Gordy, that's okay. Hold on to his.
I'll keep mine to myself. All right.
Do you guys like countdowns?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I love a good countdown. Growing up, I remember listening to Rick Dees on the radio, the Top 40 countdown. I love the on the History Channel where they count down whatever, best disasters or whatever. So much fun. Anyway, I used to do this thing on Max Inc. Radio called the Top 41 Countdown every year. Mm-hmm. Have people vote on songs and count down the top 41 songs. I haven't done that in a couple years, but I put together a Top 41 for tomorrow's show. Starting at 8:30, we're going to count down the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year.
Oh, wow.
So, I had to do the end of the year book cleaning, figure out, for the pros, whatever. So I had the list in front of me. What can I do with this? We're going to count them down for you. So starting tomorrow at 8:30 after Terry's interview with Janet Plant, top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts will have the number one song just before midnight tomorrow.
Okay.
And I've got some breaking news for you guys. Do we have time?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
All right. So breaking news. I was going to talk about this tomorrow on the show, but I'm so excited about this. You guys get the honor to have the breaking news. Max Inc. Radio 92.7 WMDX presents a happy hour of love Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar. Oh. It's up here on Main Street.
Yep.
It's Valentine's Day, guys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
right.
It's the day of love. A great band is going to be playing for the happy hour, The Flavor That Kills, Show and Tell on the Radio. I brought this album in for everybody to check out.
Okay.
And look, guys, they're naked.
Oh, my.
Now, I like that. Can we put that up there?
Yeah. Put it up on Facebook. There.
There we go.
The Flavor That Kills, they're a great band. They're Atwood Fest alum. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're just a fun band to play, a fun band to see. Let's drop the needle. I brought this album in. Let's play a track.
All right.
Side one. Track two. Sam, can you drop that needle?
Yeah. He's got the turntable in there.
Oh, there he goes.
Love that sound. This is The American Dream and The Flavor That Kills. Flavor That Kills.
Yeah. I like side B, cut number three, testicle.
You know, I almost cut that song for today, but
yeah,
I didn't know if you could say testicle on the air or not.
I think you can. We went to the Testicle Festival last year up at Springfield Corners.
I was going to mention that. They got it on the calendar for this year already.
Really? I don't know if we're going to be invited back.
second week of March.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to know about this Testicle Festival.
Well you'll they have actually have bull testicles and other testicles that they fry up and serve.
You eat them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
It's all about edible testicles.
They're very large, so they do cut them up into pieces, bread them.
Yeah, all kinds of.
You don't want to choke on a testicle.
No, you don't want to do that. It happens at Springfield Corners. We went up there. It was quite a time.
It was.
Not sure we're going to be invited back, but that's okay. It was actually fun. It was a good time. All right, back to you.
Yeah,
I have to say you're very generous, Jimmy, because you do include number 41.
Number 41.
Right? I mean, you know, your countdown, right?
Oh,
is
sure.
It 41, right?
Well, you know, I don't like top 40. I want to do one better.
I know.
Okay, I was wondering.
Not just
about
one
that.
Better, but you're giving that person a chance.
Right. I mean, everybody
to be included.
Everybody wants to know what was the one song
that
the odd man
it,
out
right?
didn't yeah. quite make it. Yeah.
I give it to you.
You're there, man.
Yeah,
that's good.
So once again, the breaking news: Max Inc. Radio WMDX presents the Happy Hour of Love Valentine's Day at the Gamma Ray. You know what I think we got to do?
What's that?
You guys ought to join me on Valentine's Day at the Gamma Ray.
Okay,
we could have a couple drinks. We could call Dom during his show.
Yeah.
You know, do whatever with that.
Just shout profanities. Just make sure.
Well, I don't know about that. But.
What time does that kick off?
5:00.
Okay.
And then, then we go next door, have some lobster and oysters at the tornado room there.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've been in there. I've been meaning to go there.
It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
And where are we at with time here?
We got
plenty of time if you want to.
We got 5 minutes or four minutes.
Are we getting ahead of the game?
Let's do one more then. Tomorrow is the Wisconsin Bluegrass Festival. John, I've been talking to you about this for the last couple of weeks. It's happening at the Sylvie here in Madison.
Yep.
Horseshoes and hand grenades, pert near sandstone. Also, Chicken Wire Empire. That show is at 6:00. Here's some horseshoes and hand grenades right now. These guys are out of Milwaukee, and they're a hoot to see live. Here is their song, Devil's Trash.
On him, the breath of curse hits my heart again. No more laying in a dirty doghouse. I wait right here long as it must. Soon to come, this moment's past. Best kick out the devil's trash.
Yeah, like it.
Down-home stuff. Love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're a big fan of the horseshoes and hand grenades.
I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been around forever. They're one of the more popular bluegrass artists in the state of Wisconsin.
I didn't even know they were from Wisconsin. For some reason, I thought that they were like a big national group for whatever reason.
I'm pretty sure they call Milwaukee home.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good. Miss Milwaukee, you know, if I were still hanging out there, I'd probably have seen this band and many more.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're here, Jimmy.
That's right.
Thanks. I have purpose in life now.
And there you go.
Now, remind some of the people out there that may be in bands or have local music and original music, if they want to contribute to Max Inc., how do they do that?
Well, very easy. First of all, connect with us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram. Also, you can send us your music and your electronic press kits, music@civicmedia.us. That's music@civicmedia.us. Okay. You can also text the show when we're on the air. We're happy to say hi to you and send us your music. Our mission is to give Wisconsin the best local music that there is from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing that a long time.
10 years now?
Yeah.
15 years now. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, you've got a little bit more music to
we
share
here,
but we're
going
to hold that off here for a minute or two, or are we going to get that in now?
You want to do it now?
No, we're going to hold it over.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Sam,
we have a little bit of breaking news, and we kind of alluded to this before, but next week we're going to start giving away tickets to a special show that's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair in August.
Mm-hmm.
We have now get this, Jimmy. Hold on. You're gonna freak out when you find out about these tickets. We have Boys to Men tickets to give away next week. All next week, Monday through Friday, we're going to be giving away Boys to Men tickets. So, get your dancing shoes on and get ready. That show, again, is in August at the Wisconsin State Fair.
The boys part was more innocent. The men part, now it's kind of more of a strip show, isn't it?
I don't think so. I don't think it works that way, John. They've been around a long time, but they're coming back.
But
Boys to Men.
State Fair Park.
Yep. And we'll have those tickets again beginning Monday on John and Gordy. Okay?
They have the best cream puffs at the State Fair.
Do they? Yeah.
I love
it's been
cream
a long
puffs.
Time since I've been
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they tried flavorings. I thought the flavorings was a good addition to the whole thing.
Okay.
You're going to cut me off? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mr. in control,
We'll be back with more with Jimmy K. Max Inc. Preview coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I need good music. Good music.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime guarantee. And if you buy a mattress today and take delivery of it, give me a call. I'll come over, break it in for you. Have a nap on it for 20 or 30 minutes just to get it all ready for you.
Okay. All right.
Let me know.
We won't send Sam over there because it'll turn it into a mascot,
No.
Yeah, when are we going to get the Verlo mattress mascot in here?
I think we got to talk to the salespeople.
Maddie the mascot?
Yes. Maddie the mattress.
Yeah. Maddie the mattress from Verlo.
I got to try and find the picture of me wearing the mattress suit. There's got to be one somewhere.
There has to be something.
I want that for Halloween.
Yeah. Was it Halloween? Was that why you were wearing
it? No, it was in the middle of winter.
No, it was a promo.
My school band was running a fundraiser where we were selling mattresses, and we contracted with this company that does this for fundraisers. And they had these mattress costumes for the kids to wear. But it was in the middle of winter and there was a blizzard going on.
Perfect.
So I was out on the street wearing this mattress costume, and a snowplow came by, didn't see me because I'm wearing a white mattress costume, threw a bunch of snow at me, and then I just laid in a snowbank and wondered, what am I doing with my life?
Yes.
Wow. And then you got into radio.
Yes. Yep. Now you're
nothing's
asking
changed.
That same question.
Nothing's changed.
I know.
Okay.
The thing is, who would give away mattresses as a fundraiser? I mean, who would buy the mattresses in the first place?
Good
I'd go
question.
To a nice professional place.
Good.
But,
very strange.
Wouldn't buy it from a high
school.
Well,
you're lucky you weren't killed by that bulldozer, plow, whatever it was.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing, Jimmy. I'm going to put you on this thing if you can. Find some, we have this introduction, that I think we could find some local bands that have talked or sang rather about rock and roll.
Okay.
They're saying we ought to have a rock and roll, something, whatever it is. Is there, could we put another compilation together, a great intro for you guys here on Friday so we can, introduce
for this segment?
This segment.
You
want a band to write a song for this segment?
No, not write a song, but just, they've done songs like that, rock and roll.
Maybe we'll do a montage or something.
Yeah, do a montage of a local band singing about rock and roll and how it saved their lives. Whatever it is.
Right? I like the idea of making another compilation album. We were talking off air earlier about the old WMAD compilations album.
Well, that would be great.
Make another comp, like do a yearly compilation album of some of the top songs that came out for that year.
Absolutely. I think that should be done, right? I mean, getting the rights to it, would that be the tough part?
I think most bands would be, hey, you want to include my song? Thank you.
Okay. Yes. I think that would be the way to go.
We've got another one more song from you. What do you got for us?
I do. I got one more bluegrass festival to tell you about, John. If you're listening over in the Milwaukee area, next Saturday, January 25th at Boone and Crockett on South Water Street over in Milwaukee, is the fourth annual Blues Winter Heater with the Millbillies, Joe Huber, Megan and the Birdwatchers, and Valley Fox. Now, the Millbillies, they're an awesome bluegrass band from the Milwaukee area. They've been nominated for a Whammy several times, and they are definitely a favorite around the state. Let's check out their song right here, the Millbillies, High Class, Low Life.
All right.
Well, let me tell you about a friend of mine, Ted Shrimp, when he walks blind, when he's doing wrong inside the sea. Got a PhD and cause trouble, sitting at M&M, he's there on the double, and he does it all with an air of luxury. Now you know his mama moan, talking all of this, so tired of baby staying and fall so low. You ain't looking for love, you don't need to strive, you stay the night, but you don't need a wife. He's a high class, low life. He's a high class, low life.
Wow.
John is in here dancing in the studio.
That's a Flat and Scruggs thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, the thing is that rapid bluegrass singing style, that is so cool.
And the banjo.
I know.
It's fun. I mean, I like bluegrass, and I know you're a big fan of bluegrass, John, but that's great. The Millbillies, that song could be on the compilation.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of picking and grinning going on there.
For sure. Yeah. Lastly, I want to tell you guys, we're coming down to the deadline for nominations, where you can nominate your favorite bands, your favorite artists for the Madison Area Music Association or the Mamas. If you go to themamas.org, you can nominate your favorite bands, your favorite songs for the Mama Awards for this upcoming year. Registration ends January 31st. And while you're there on the website at themamas.org, consider maybe making a contribution, a donation to help put musical instruments in the hands of kids.
Excellent. Fantastic. Well, thank Jimmy.
All right. And once again on Max Inc. this weekend.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio this weekend. We got... Terry Barr interviewing Janet Plant. We also got Isaiah and the New People, and of course the Maxing Top 41 Most Played Songs of 2024.
Excellent.
Top 41. Can't wait. Right. Jimmy, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
And give our best to Rocker.
We will.
Get well soon, Rocker. We miss you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, next week here on John and Gordy in the Morning, again, Boys to Men tickets all week long. Yes, we can't believe it ourselves. Yeah. We got that
Pinch
happening.
Me, I'm dreaming.
Yeah. And Monday, our guest will be former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
That's right.
He will be joining us then. And let's see. Anything else, John? Any new business?
No, absolutely not.
Time to adjourn the meeting?
We are going to play a song that we never found out who sang it or wrote it or anything like that. We're just going to play it out here. And
okay. We have no idea who this is.
Yeah.
But if you know, let us know. Okay? Sam? Have a good weekend.
You too, Gordy.
Thanks for all your
help. You too, John.
Help.
All right.
Jimmy? John?
All right.
Let's all go down and have a drink somewhere.
Yeah.
Is our bar open?
That's too early.
Yeah, too early.
Too early.
All right.
Mr. Hegsa.
Have a great weekend.
Going back to Mad City today.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.